Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, you know what day it is. It's Tuesday. That means it's time for Tuesday Taoism. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey y'all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. Hey there, listener. I hope the content on this podcast helps you in your spiritual practice and that it provides inspiration and motivation for you today. You know, I make next to nothing on this podcast, financially speaking, although there are other rewards that I receive and find extremely valuable. If you're able and willing, consider offering a small monetary donation every month. You can do as little as $1 per month or as much as $10 per month. This would be much appreciated and very supportive. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you are interested in becoming a supporter, just look for a link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there. Click that link and sign up to become a supporter today. Thanks again. All right, Tuesday Taoism. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for giving me something to look forward to every Tuesday, which is sharing one of my passions, the Tao Te Ching. This is a book of ancient Chinese wisdom written 2,500 to 3,000 years ago and is considered the foundation of Taoism. And if you like a little bit of more history, it is said that when Buddhism came from India into China, where the two major schools of thought at the time were Confucianism and Taoism, it is said that Buddhism merged with Taoism and became Zen Buddhism. Zen Buddhism is what I happen to practice and just my personal life. And I found that both information and material coming out of Taoism and Zen Buddhism has just worked miracles in my life. For easing resistance, using some law of attraction terms, easing resistance, untying knots of thinking we sometimes get stuck in, stepping off that mouse wheel in our minds that we sometimes get on when we can't let go. It also helps tremendously with becoming more aware of our connection to source. And that is really the spirit in which this is offered, this material. On Tuesday Taoism, well, we have been reading consistently every Tuesday without fail for 40 weeks now. We are up to chapter 40 of the Tao Te Ching. Keep in mind, as I say every Tuesday, this book has been translated hundreds, if not thousands, of times. And translations vary. They vary a whole lot. You could actually Google, because I've done that a couple times throughout this series. Google, if you want to see something fun and you have some time to kill, Google Tao Te Ching chapter 40 and you'll see like a bunch of hits and each translation you read will be slightly different. So the translation I'm reading from is by a gentleman named Stephen Mitchell. I just really like his translation. So I'm going to go ahead and read this. This chapter this week is extra, extra short. So we're going to see what comes out of this. I'm not sure how much will come out, but let's find out. Okay, so Tao Te Ching chapter 40, translated by Stephen Mitchell, goes like this. Return is the movement of the Tao. Yielding is the way of the Tao. All things are born of being. Being is born of non-being. That's it. That's the end of the chapter. Let me read it one more time. Return is the movement of the Tao. Yielding is the way of the Tao. All things are born of being. Being is born of non-being. So, I actually have a little grip I can get onto this here to kind of get started. And I want to refer you to, I guess let's start with the second line. Yielding is the way of the Tao. Now, what this makes me think of, first of all, for those of you maybe new to all this stuff, the Tao is very roughly translated in English. There's no direct translation, but it's very roughly translated into the way or the movement of the universe. How existence moves, how reality is shaped, I guess, maybe one way to put it. But there is no direct translation. It's often translated for sake of simplicity as the way. So in the second line, it says, yielding is the way of the Tao. Now what this connects to for me, and again, you know, I'm going to hit you here with some paradox because Taoism is full of paradox. And paradox to me is a reflection of how the limited mind, our ego mind, our small rational mind, when it tries to see or understand eternity or ultimate truths, often what it reflects or what it picks up on is paradox. It's kind of like the edge of reason, because there's some things that are beyond our understanding, our rational understanding. And this could be considered that when you hit the edge of rational understanding and you peer over that edge, what you can touch is source. And that comes from beyond the intellect. It comes from beyond the five senses. It can really only be felt on a very deep level within the body, okay, once the mind slows down enough. And this is often something you can touch if you have a really strong meditation practice. That's how I connect to it. But you may have your own way. So yielding is the way of the Tao. Let's start there. And again, we're going to hit some paradox here. So yielding, I'm going to again pull on some law of attraction terms here. Yielding to me is akin to allowing. We talk about allowing in law of attraction. And there is a very elusive point that we are all trying to find, I believe, in our law of attraction practice. And it is the point in between action and allowing. So it basically boils down to this question. Do you know when to let go? That is an important question. If you search on YouTube or you search on Google and you say how to let go, law of attraction, you are going to get millions, and I mean millions of hits, because it's such a question that is in the consciousness of so many people's minds. How do you let go? When do you let go? When am I supposed to take action? What is inspired action, right? That's a good question. And I've talked about this a lot here on Tuesday Taoism, because Taoism, I feel, of everything that I've read, and granted, I have not read everything that exists out there, but of all the things I've read, Taoism really does, for me, the best job in describing that sweet spot between action and allowing. And as I've said to you all before here, they have a term for it. It's called Wu Wei, W-U-E-I. You could Google that if you want to read more about that. Pronounced Wu Wei. And it talks about action and non-action merging into one. Now, again, using some law of attraction terms, you could call this inspired action. And this is basically pointing to a vibration or a state of being where you are so conscious of your connection to source, and your vibration is so high that all actions that you take are purely inspired, meaning they don't feel like actions. So you are taking actions, but they are arising out of the natural movement of the Tao, as it's said here. So he writes, return is the movement of the Tao. Now, what that makes me think of, that's the first line, right? Return is the movement of the Tao. Yielding is the way of the Tao, which is allowing. So return is the movement of the Tao makes me think of this, is that, I'm going to think of the right words here. Excuse me while I ponder this for a minute. You guys can tell that I don't script this ahead of time, right? So we have to go back a little bit here to chapter one, right? Chapter one, he talks about all the manifestations that spring from the Tao, that spring out of non-existence, which is also in the last line here of this particular chapter that I just read. So Eckhart Tolle, if you've read his book, Power of Now, he talks about the manifested and the unmanifested. I sometimes use the term form and source. So source is what gives rise to all things. It is the, as Eckhart Tolle says, it's the one unifying universal energy or source that gives rise to all forms. So it's basically what everything is made of. If you're looking at this from quantum physics, it's basically the quantum bits, the quantum particles that have not coalesced into any form yet. Okay, it's potential is what it is. It's potential. So it hasn't manifested into anything, but it is always there. It is always existing. Now, keep in mind that as I describe it that way, it starts to create a concept in our mind of what it is. And the second that concept is created, it is no longer the unmanifested. Now it has become a form in our minds. So the second you grasp it, you've lost it. That's the paradox, is that the second your mind tries to grasp it as a concept, it's, oh, I get it now. You've lost it. Now your mind has turned it into a thing. And as Eckhart Tolle talks a lot about, is that when your mind is free from that grasping, and that's actually coming more, now that I think about it, from Buddhism, Zen Buddhism, the more you grasp, the more, the further away you are from your true nature, which is pure emptiness. It's pure universal consciousness. So in this chapter, in the first line, when he says return is the movement of the Tao, what that makes me think of is that to align with the movement of the Tao, it's about returning to that empty state, letting go of all forms, of retreating, so to speak, our consciousness, retreating consciousness from the small ego mind. The mind that works through concepts, through forms, through problem solving, through rationality, through thinking, okay? Now, I gotta get into the next two lines, which are hugely important. Just sit tight for a minute while I allow a word from a sponsor. All right, you all, thank you for your patience. I am back. So, we talked about return is the movement of the Tao, which points to letting go of the conceptual mind, returning to pure universal consciousness, to pure awareness of source, which is our true nature, before it turns into manifestations, into forms. And the second line is yielding, which we talked about as allowing, as finding that sweet spot between action and non-action, or inspired action, as we discuss in Law of Attraction. Now, the last two lines are just amazing to me, and I'll read them together. It says, all things are born of being. Being is born of non-being. So, all things, now, he's now, he's really hitting us here because, and he does this also in chapter one, and I wanna point this out, which is pretty cool and pretty profound. So, he's saying here in the first part of this, all things are born of being, right? So, that ties to what I was just saying 2 minutes ago, where all manifestations, and I don't care what kind of manifestation we're talking about, manifestation of the self, which is a concept, manifestation of specific objects in your life, your home, your car, your money, your significant other, your children, your life, everything, all the stuff that equals your life, okay, all the stuff that equals our reality is the things, what he calls here the things. He says, all things are born of being. Now, being, in this case, as he writes it here, seems to imply what comes before, what I was just talking about, what comes before those things manifest, which is what? Pure universal consciousness, right? That's what I've been talking about, is that as you retreat from that small mind and you connect to universal consciousness, you are withdrawing consciousness from objects, from forms, and Eckhart Tolle talks about this too, and you are basically having the consciousness open up into something much more vast, which is everything that is before it turns into manifestations. So we seem to have, in that one line, we seem to have this duality, things and being, right? He says, all things are born of being. And we think, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's true. All things are born of being. But then he pulls the rug out from under us by saying, being is born of non-being. So what he's saying there is, I just caught you turning being into something. If you catch that. So what happens is exactly where I started. The more I try to describe to you what being is, what source is, what universal consciousness is, the more the small mind turns it into a form. Oh yeah, now I know what it is. Now I know what he's talking about. So what he does in that last line is he says, well, wait a minute, before you turn that into a thing, you should know that that thing is still made out of something else. And what we start to see is this amazing, endless depth to our consciousness. We can continue to peel back more and more and more and more layers, and we really start to experience the depth of our consciousness. And I always like to say, which again, it's just something that I really believe to be true, is that that whole universe out there, which no one has even found the end of yet, it is only a manifestation or a reflection of the depth of our consciousness, which means it's infinite, infinite consciousness. And that is something that the more you delve into this practice, which I believe meditation is a cornerstone of, the more you will understand the depth of that consciousness, and not just as an abstract mental concept, but as a living, breathing reality, as something that you can connect to emotionally, mentally, physically. You will feel it, but it is not something that the small mind can ever grasp, understand, point to, describe. It is way beyond the small mind's reach, and it is also not detectable by any of our five senses. It's interesting how sometimes we can hear a song. This happens to me, especially with music. I have a sensitivity to music, definitely. I used to be a musician. I guess still am a musician, but I don't really play any instruments anymore. I don't have time for that. One day I hope to again. But the point I'm getting at is there are times where you will hear a piece of music, or you will see a piece of art, or you will hear a poem, and it is amazing how our ability, our gift as human beings, one of many, is that we are able to create a form that can connect to that profound depth of consciousness. It's almost like an art form that captures something universal. And that is something quite special. And you often will have a reaction like goose pimples. You'll feel suddenly very moved, very inspired. You may get tearful. And that is source becoming evident through the five senses. And that is rare. That doesn't happen all the time. But the second you try to grab onto that feeling and put it in a jar and you want to have it again, what happens? You can't. You can't, because the inspiration is gone. And this, interestingly, ties into how many times we get locked into certain rituals, thinking that we can maintain the emotional or spiritual feeling that the ritual is aimed to produce. But the more we get lost in ritual, in many cases, not always, but in many cases, you lose the inspiration. It's just another one of those things, but I digress. I'm not trying to go in that direction. It's just amazing to me how such a simple little chapter can really have so much in it. Read it one more time and then I'll let you go. Return is the movement of the Tao. Yielding is the way of the Tao. All things are born of being. Being is born of non-being. I really appreciate you listening. I hope that you enjoyed this installment of Tuesday Taoism. Stay tuned tomorrow, and either Thursday or Friday, I'll have two more Law of Attraction episodes for you. And, you know, always, you could jump onto the YouTube channel, Dreams Warp, two separate words. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, feel free to post them under any one of my videos. Just start out by saying, hey, I just heard your podcast. Want to have a comment, question, concern? Because here you can't leave comments, right? So you could use the comment section of my YouTube videos to reach out to me. I'm very quick to respond to those comments. You'll hear back from me within a day, 2 days at the most. In the description of all my videos, you'll also find a link to a free subliminal. You should go get that right away. It's totally free. And you'll find a link down there in case you want to book any one-on-one time with me to ask questions or do full-on coaching, whatever you need. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll talk to you again soon.